Blog Talk Radio.
I had to bring Mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, Mom.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
The blood that saved my life.
And thank you for the Lamb.
Thank you for the Lamb. Oh, the Lamb that was sacrificed.
All right, everyone listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, this morning, the interview is with Dr. John Lipman of Atlanta, Georgia. He specializes in fibroids surgery and diagnosing of fibroids. How are you doing this morning, Dr. John Lipman?
I'm doing great, thanks. But I don't do any surgery. We replace the need for surgery with a non-surgical procedure called uterine fibroid embolization.
Okay. All right. So tell everyone the name of your facility, how long you've been practicing, and a little, and something about your education.
I've been practicing here in Atlanta for 32 years. I trained at medical school at Georgetown. I did my radiology residency at Harvard, Brigham and Women's Hospital. And then I did an interventional radiology fellowship at Yale and came to Atlanta after my fellowship 32 years ago and have been practicing here in Atlanta ever since. I'm the founder and medical director of the Atlanta Fibroid Center here in Atlanta. And as I mentioned, we treat uterine fibroids completely without any surgery. So we can replace hysterectomy with a very simple outpatient procedure that patients go home the same day with a Band-Aid and their uterus. They get all the symptoms treated very effectively. They avoid the risks and long recovery of an operation. And importantly, and often underappreciated by a lot of doctors, they get to keep their uterus, which is really important, even in women that have finished childbearing.
Now, what is this procedure called, sir, and why is it important for women to keep their uterus? What health effects does that have? I mean, explain, please, sir.
The procedure is called uterine fibroid embolization, UFE. Some people call it uterine artery embolization, UAE. It's the same exact procedure. And the reason why it's so important is there is no reason whatsoever to do hysterectomy for benign fibroids. Fibroids are very tumors. It is estimated that 80% of African American women have these benign tumors. And so there's really no reason to do a hysterectomy for benign disease, even though that's what's being done. Hysterectomy is the second most common surgery performed in the United States, and the average age is less than 40, and the most common reason why these hysterectomies are occurring is due to benign fibroids. So we want to stop the practice of essentially amputating young women, particularly women of color, for benign disease. It's just not necessary. UFE is a tremendous procedure. As I mentioned, it treats all the fibroids, whether you have one or 100, it doesn't matter how big or how many. And patients go home the same day with just a Band-Aid and their uterus. And the reason why hysterectomy shouldn't be done is because, well, it could be done as a last resort, but women that undergo hysterectomy are changed. It changes women psychologically, like a man being castrated, so a number of women struggle. And there's no way to predict who's going to have those issues. There's a lot of women that struggle sexually, loss of libido, loss of orgasm. And again, these are embarrassing topics that people don't want to talk about, but it's very prevalent. We know there's a lot of bone loss after hysterectomy, urinary leaking, These women are young. As I say, the average age of hysterectomy is less than 40, and now these women leak urine and have to wear a diaper. And if you don't believe me, next time you go to Kroger, Publix, Walgreens, CVS, a place they sell adult diapers, who you should see on the package is an elderly person, an elderly man or an elderly woman. You won't. Who you'll see is a young black woman, because that's the target audience. Those are the women that are getting hysterectomies and now leak urine and need a diaper. So the bottom line is it's totally unnecessary. No matter what your gynecologist tells you, you don't have to have a hysterectomy for benign fibroids. It's an option, but it should be the option of absolute last resort because UFE is so outstanding with a 90% success rate. Hysterectomy should be relegated to a last resort. But unfortunately, even though I've been doing UFE here in Atlanta for over 25 years, most women going to their gynecologist will never hear about UFE, and that's tragic. Women are entitled to know all the options, not just the surgical ones that the gynecologist can do. Gynecologists are surgeons, and I've never met a surgeon that didn't like to operate. If you have uterine cancer, hysterectomy is appropriate. But remember, again, fibroids are benign disease. They're benign tumors. They cause a lot of misery in some women, but they don't need to have hysterectomy. UFE is outstanding. It's covered by all insurances, including Medicare and Medicaid. It's available throughout the country. We happen to be leaders in this area at the Atlanta Fibroid Center, but women across the country can get this UFE procedure and get their life back because there are a lot of women struggling on the sidelines. We call them the silent sufferers. It's estimated there are over a million of these women. They don't want surgery, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to have hysterectomy if I didn't need it, but they just don't know of any other option. So they kind of suffer in silence, going through these miserable, horrible periods and pain month after month after month after month. And this suffering is unnecessary because they could have UFE as an outpatient and not have any surgery and yet get all their symptoms treated very effectively.
Okay, and they leave with a Band-Aid. You said you equate this as removing a woman's uterus, you compare it to a man being castrated. Okay, that's exactly what it is, sir.
Hysterectomy can affect women just like a man being castrated. And for benign disease, it's not necessary. We don't have to do hysterectomy for benign fibroids. You know, essentially, the question becomes why are we amputating young black women for benign disease? It's unnecessary. We have this outstanding procedure, UFE, but most gynecologists won't mention it. They're obligated to be telling these women, and they all know about UFE, but they somehow don't happen to mention it, and it's just wrong. And so that's why it's really important to educate the public. You have to kind of be your own advocate these days and kind of advocate for your health. There are better ways than surgery to treat, you know, benign fibroids.
So this UFE, I've never heard it before until I start talking to you and I start looking for my own fibroids to be removed. I've had fibroids since 2004, 2005, and they suggested that they wanted to do a hysterectomy on me in 2005 and 2013, and I wouldn't have it, but I'm seriously considering it now because of my age. I'm in my 50s, early 50s. So I'm seriously considering letting them do this, but it's because I know I'm not going to ever have children again. How will this hysterectomy affect me? Will I have hot flashes? What would it be like? How could it affect me?
Well, before we mention that, I mean, you said basically what a lot of gynecologists will tell women of all ages, that if they're done having their children or they're not interested in having children, they don't need their uterus anymore, and that's absurd. That's an absolutely ridiculous statement, but that's what they'll tell women. You know, if you're not interested in children, you don't need your uterus anymore. That's ridiculous. The uterus has a lot of important functions for women. As I mentioned, it's the epicenter of what makes them a woman, their womb. And so a lot of women will struggle psychologically, like a man who has been castrated. They can struggle sexually. They have a lot of bone loss. There's even evidence to suggest cardiovascular risk. They have a higher risk for high blood pressure, stroke, heart attack than women that don't get hysterectomies. And so for benign disease, hysterectomy is unnecessary. And in my opinion, it should be the absolute last resort. Because UFE is so good, you don't need to do such an extreme surgery when there is a non-surgical outpatient procedure, UFE, that's so good. Now, if you have uterine cancer, hysterectomy is absolutely appropriate, period, end. However, fibroids are benign. So no matter what your age is, I would encourage your audience, if they're struggling with fibroids, come see us at the Atlanta Fibroid Center and get a second opinion, because unfortunately, most women will never hear about UFE. You never heard about it. And I've been performing UFE here in Atlanta since the mid to late 1990s. So it's been a long time. It's very safe and effective. It's well proven. It has the blessing of the American College of OBGYN, even though a lot of their members won't mention it to patients. And it's really a disservice to women, particularly women of color who disproportionately suffer with these benign tumors. And so we want to end the practice that is most common, which women only get one option. You need hysterectomy for your fibroids. We want to end that. We want women to know all the options. And women are entitled to know all the options. The gynecologists are letting women down because they are obligated to tell women all the options, not just the surgical ones that they can do. And so it's really disappointing as a physician to see other physicians really abdicating their responsibilities. Women should know this from their doctor, but they have to learn about it from the internet or these radio shows that we're doing, you know, or some other form of, you know, media. It's really disappointing.
Yes, sir, it is, because I didn't know about this till I started researching doctors in Atlanta, and I came across your name. You have the Atlanta Fibroid Center in Samara. Did I pronounce it right? The Samara location?
Georgia. We're in West Atlanta in Smyrna. It's about 15-20 minutes from downtown. We're in kind of northwest Atlanta.
The address is 3670 Highway Parkway, Southeast Maryland, Georgia 30082.
Yeah, 3670 Highlands Parkway in Smyrna. People can find us on the internet. We have our website is atlii.com. It stands for Atlanta Interventional Institute. That's the parent company of the Atlanta Fibroid Center. So it's, our website is atlii.com, and people can find all sorts of information on fibroids, on the UFE procedure. As I mentioned, it's covered by every insurance, and so that's not an issue at all. We've had numerous children after UFE. I've had multiple sets of twin births, so women can have children after UFE. That's a common question. We have an Instagram page, dr_my last name. So it's dr_LITMAN that people find helpful. We have a YouTube channel, Atlanta Fibroid Center, with over 150 videos on fibroids and on the UFE procedure. They can watch an entire procedure. It takes about 30 minutes to perform. There's about a four-hour recovery at our center, and patients are discharged home the same day of the pregnancy, just a band-aid, that's it.
So who created this procedure?
I'm sorry?
Who created the procedure?
This procedure, we've been embolizing tumors for many years. actually, it was a cancerous tumor that we were helping the surgeons cut the blood supply off to make it an easier operation. And somebody in the early 90s.
You're breaking up, sir.
This procedure was discovered by accident, as a lot of procedures are in medicine. We've been embolizing tumors for quite some time, but usually they were cancerous tumors. Somebody got the bright idea in France to embolize fibroids prior to hysterectomy to make it an easier surgery. And what they found was these patients would get the embolization and then be discharged home to wait for their hysterectomy, and their symptoms went away. So the question becomes, do you really need that second part? And the answer was no. All you had to be was embolized, and you don't need to have a hysterectomy at all. You could just have the embolization. And so that's how the procedure started. And it's been one of the biggest medical breakthroughs for women, particularly proportionately suffer with fibroids.
Yes, sir. They do. There's another location, the Atlanta Fibroid Center and Macon location is in
That's where we share it. We have an office.
Walnut Street, Suite 201, Macon, Georgia, 31201. The number is 478-733-5635. There's another one in Florida, Georgia, 3670 Highlands Parkway, Southeast, Myrna, Georgia, 30082. The number is 770-953-2600. Or you can go to the website, atlii.com. The doctor is Dr. John Lipman, and he talks about UFE. He's a fibroid specialist. Did you do surgery on one of the Atlanta housewives?
We've done the UFE procedure on not a number of surgeries. And I can talk about the ones that have caused their story. So, yes, we have done the UFE procedure on some of the Real Housewives. Their stories are public, so I can mention that. We did do the UFE procedure on Cynthia Bailey, and she's been very helpful in educating the public. Also, Portia Williams had the UFE with us, and she's been very public about her fibroid struggles and help us get the word out that you don't need to have hysterectomy if you're suffering with fibroids. You can get the UFE procedure and get your life back. It's transformational. These women suffer with these horrific periods and pain every month, and it's just unnecessary. They can get their life back with UFE. It's a great procedure, but you got to know about it, unfortunately.
All right. Okay. So how many of these surgeries have you did in your career?
Well, again, this is not surgery. It's a procedure. It replaces the need for surgery. It's all done from the inside, and we've done close to 10,000, and I've had the largest experience in UFE procedure in the United States. So this is what we're known for nationally and internationally.
Okay. All right. So you did it 10,000. Oh, wow, in your career. That's a lot of procedures, UFE procedures.
Yes.
So you did more than anyone, perhaps.
So they tell me, that's what they have said, that I have done more than anyone.
And they leave with a Band-Aid. Wow.
Band-Aid, that's it.
So could you tell us a little about the procedure, what all goes on? You put the sleep? I mean, of course, you must be.
There's no general anesthesia like surgery. The sedation is intravenous and local. It's much nicer. As I mentioned, it's about a 30-minute procedure. We gain access at the top of the right leg and place a tiny catheter into each uterine artery. There's a uterine artery on each side of the uterus, and each of them is like a tree. They start with a big trunk, and then they branch, and the branches get smaller and smaller and smaller till you get out to the leaves. The fibroids are the leaves of the tree, and I know what size those small peripheral branches are, and I can plug them up. And without a blood blood supply, these fibroids will die. The big trunk and the main branches of the uterus stay open, but these fibroid branches are plugged up and the fibroid can't survive. And so the fibroids die, the uterus stays alive, and we've had, say, numerous children after UFE. So the uterus is nice and healthy and alive, but none of the fibroids survive. And as they die, they will soften and shrink. And as the softening and shrinking of the fibroids goes on, all of the woman's symptoms start to fade away and disappear.
How long does it take them to fade? What's the average time?
I see everybody in follow-up at 3 months. By 3 months, patients should notice that they're at least significantly better, if not completely better. It takes some time, days to weeks, for the patient to see the improvement. Usually the first period after the procedure is better, but certainly the second one definitely is, and the third one even better. So it takes a little time for the patient to notice that things are better, but it progressively improves over days to weeks, and by the time they see me at 3 months, typically they're transformed and they're a new woman. They got their life back. They can't believe how great they feel.
Do women have to prep for this? Is there something women have to do? Because I know it's prevalent in Black women. I think that's a little, some racism there. That's prevalent in Black women. I think there's some racism there and greed there.
The reason why it's so prevalent in African American women, there's multiple reasons why. One, genetically, it runs stronger in African American families, so the genetics you can't really do much about. But nobody knows where fibroids come from. But once they arrive, they grow with estrogen, and estrogen is produced and stored in body fat. And in general, African American women have more body fat than other racial groups. So it's extra estrogen. Also, vitamin D is very important. If you have a normal vitamin D level, you're much less likely to suffer with fibroids. Only 10% of African American men or women have adequate vitamin D. And so that's a problem. Hair relaxers. Now, it's not as much of an issue these days because more women are wearing their hair naturally. But back in the day, I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I used to see a lot more women that were using hair relaxers. And if you look at the main ingredient in hair relaxers, they're called phthalates. Biochemically, it's almost identical to estrogen. And you're getting it right into the scalp, into the bloodstream. So the scalp is very vascular. So there are a number of things to explain why African-American women disproportionately suffer with fibroids. This is not a racist issue or a racism issue. There are multiple factors here that we know, some of which we can control, like body fat, making better, healthier eating choices, try to avoid hormone-rich foods like red meat, non-organic chicken and dairy, try to lose excess body fat, try to be, better eating, better, healthier, better choices, exercise. Try to get your vitamin D level. It's very easy to supplement that, check your level, and take the appropriate supplementation. So there are things you can do that will really help your fibroid symptoms. And there are some things, unfortunately, out of your control. I see a number of African-American women in my practice with very low body fat. They're doing all the right things, eating well, but they still suffer with fibroids, and genetically, a lot of the members of their family have suffered over the years with fibroids. So some of the things you can control and some of the things you have no control over.
Oh, okay. And you said what is one of the ingredients in hair relaxers?
It's called phthalates.
It's similar to estrogen.
Correct. Estrogen stimulates fibroids to grow. That's why fibroids grow sometimes very rapidly during pregnancy, again, an estrogen surge, and why they tend not to be an issue for most women once they're in menopause, the withdrawal of estrogen.
Okay, I have another question. If a woman has fibroids and she's pregnant, is there room for the baby, or am I misunderstanding you?
Fibroids can interfere with any part of the fertility journey, from all the way throughout, from, you know, any part of the reproductive pathway from beginning to end, from fertilization all the way to delivery. So fibroids can cause problems at every different part of that journey. However, most women that have fibroids and are pregnant have uneventful pregnancies and will be just fine. So while they can interfere at any point, most women have uneventful pregnancies.
Okay, most women have uneventful pregnancies. Okay. What would you say to me? Let's say I'm 52 years old, not early 50s. So I've had a fibroid since 2004, a 2000 fibroids. What would you suggest to me? I'm in Florida.
Well, a little bit more detailed. For patients, we see them in the office for an office consultation. It's pretty lengthy. It's about 45 minutes talking about symptoms. Most women that have fibroids have no symptoms. And if they don't have any symptoms, they don't need to see me. They don't need to have this UFE procedure. If they have symptoms and we go over them, whether it's heavy periods, pelvic pain, urinary frequency, what have you, then we get an MRI. Most women have had a pelvic ultrasound to diagnose fibroids, but ultrasound is a very low-resolution imaging tool. MRI is like high-definition television. We get an MRI of the pelvis and really look at great detail to see if the symptoms and the fibroid size and location match up. And if it makes sense, if the patient is symptomatic and has fibroids that fit with those symptoms, then we can offer them fibroid embolization. But the woman first has to have symptoms. If they have no symptoms, typically no treatment is done.
Okay. All right. Okay, Dean. All right. Thank you for that. So you did 10,000 of these. You studied at Yale and Harvard also.
I did.
Wow. I have a couple of certifications from Yale University. Real proud of them. So what would you recommend? When you talk to somebody that a black female, let's say a black female under 40, and she has fibroids and it's causing real heavy, painful periods, would you recommend that to someone hypothetically, would you recommend the surgery? How much does it cost? Do you pay out of pocket? What type of insurance do you
accept? Well, we accept pretty much everything. I mean, including Medicare and Medicaid. So we take pretty much everything. We're not on every we participate with all the major carriers. Now, the major carriers sometimes splinter their plans. And so they, for instance, Blue Cross, Blue Shield might have 20 or 30 different plans. I mean, they break them. So we're not on every single plan, but all of the major carriers, including Medicare and Medicaid, we participate in. But we will, anybody that comes see us, we will let them know if we are in network and participate with their particular plan. Any specific recommendation really can't be done until you've seen the patient, talk to them, have a consultation with them in the office, look at the imaging. But in general, almost anyone that has been told they need to have surgery for their fibroids is a candidate for the UFE procedure. So it's very rare to find somebody that's not a candidate for UFE if they've been told they need surgery for their fibroids. So it's worth getting that second opinion no matter what, just to make sure before you undergo hysterectomy to check out UFE, because you can get your life back and get the symptoms relieved, avoid the risks and long recovery, and keep all your parts. I mean, for surgery, you know, hysterectomy surgery, for instance, is done in the hospital. There's maybe 2 or 3 days in the hospital, and then they're discharged home, and their, you know, recovery from a hysterectomy may be 8 weeks or more. So they're out of work for 2 months. The recovery after UFE procedure, they go home the same day, so no inpatient hospitalization at all, no hospital, outpatient. The recovery at home is about 5 days. So instead of being out of work for 2 months, our patients are working typically before a week is up. And so it's a huge difference between hysterectomy surgery and the UFE procedure.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the woman, does she have to drink anything before the surgery or do anything?
No. There's no specific. We encourage patients to be well hydrated, you know, drink some extra fluids before, but there's really no specific preparation for the typical UFE patient.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you do at your facility, Dr. John Littman?
We do, but it's primarily treating fibroids and a condition that also causes similar symptoms called adenomyosis. But that we're very focused on treating conditions of the uterus, benign conditions, most commonly fibroids. But that's the majority of what we do, and we're real proud of, you know, what we've been able to accomplish and save thousands of women from having unnecessary surgery.
Yes, yes, you have. You most definitely have. You saved over 10,000 women. So of course you have, sir. And one on with Ms. Portia Williams of Atlanta Housewives. You made another rate. I'm glad they went public with it, because that's how I found out about you. And I was also looking for Ms. Portia Williams, and I was also looking through the internet looking for you.
Well, located in Atlanta. People can find us on the internet. Our website is atli.com, and we have a YouTube channel, Atlanta Fibroid Center, an Instagram page, dr_LIPMAN.
Thank you, Dr. Littman. And it says on your website, compared to fibroid surgery, UFE is safer, less invasive, less expensive, much shorter recovery. Is it cheaper than a hysterectomy, or is it?
It's much less expensive. Anything done in the hospital is much more expensive than as in an outpatient facility.
Okay, let's is it under $10,000?
Yeah, it really is variable. It depends on the patient's insurance. Some people will cash pay because they don't have insurance, or coming from outside of the United States, we will see patients travel for our expertise. The cash pay price is less than $10,000.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, thank you, Dr. John Littman. Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, Dr. John Littman, everyone. His website is atli.com. Of course, www.atli.com. That's his website. It's the Atlanta. I'm sorry, everyone. It's the Atlanta. Having trouble reading it. I apologize. I don't mean
Atlanta Fibroid Center.
Atlanta Fibroid Center is in Macon, Georgia, and Smyrna, Georgia. And I'll give you those addresses again for those of you who have pen and paper. Atlanta Fibroid Center, Smyrna, SMYRNA location. Atlanta Fibroid Center, SMYRNA location. 3670 Highlands, Highlands Parkway Southeast, and the city is Smyrna, Smyrna, Georgia, 30082. A phone number is 770-953-2500.
That's 770-953-2600.
2602, Atlanta Fibroid Center, Macon location. That's Macon, Georgia. 682 Walnut Street, Suite 201, Macon, Georgia, 31201. Call now, 478-733-2600. 5635. The website, once again, is atlii.com. Look for Dr. John Lipman, Litman. Thank you, Mr. Dr. John Lipman, for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I just want to make sure that the main number is 770-953-2600. You gave out the fax number, which is 2602. So they don't need the fax number, but the main number, 770-953-2600.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Dr. John Lipman, I apologize for the length of time it took to get this interview, but I'm so glad I interviewed you, and I'm going to publish it today, promote it today, and I took donations, sir.
Great. There's a link to our website that would be helpful too.
A way through your website?
Yeah, like a link. I don't know if you make a link.
So I can do a link to your website.
Great.
I take donations, Dr. John Lipman, of any amount that God lays on your heart to donate.
Great. I appreciate that.
Yes, I take this to test that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dr. John Lipman. Is there anything else you want to say?
No.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right,
everyone, you've been listening to Dr. John Lipman. Dr. John Lipman has said that he's did over 10,000 fibroid surgeries. That's fantastic. He said the main number is 770-953-2600. The website is atlii.com. The locations are in Smyrna, Georgia, and Macon, Georgia. This is where the two offices are at. I recommend him. I recommend him because of his expertise. If you're a candidate for it and you talk with him, of course, he has to do all the tests and things to make sure that you're a candidate for it. So I can't say that 100% that you can have this procedure, UFE procedure, but I recommend going to him. Anyone that's did over 10,000 UFE surgeries is pretty good. And I found out about him through Miss Portia Williams of the Atlanta Housewives and another lady named Miss Williams of the Atlanta Housewives. It's called Uterine Fibroid Embolization versus Fibroid Surgery. Are you ready to be fibroid free with us? So, I'm considering going to him. I'm considering going to him. I will. I don't think my insurance is accepted there though. So somebody's going to have to come out of pocket. But more than likely, I'll be traveling, making an appointment and traveling there. They've already told me that I need to go ahead and get another diagnosis that I have fibroids and bring that with me to when I come to bring my records, or they'll get my records, I can bring them myself. So that's probably what I'll be doing within the next three to five months. Going to him and see if I'm a candidate for it. I don't know if I am because I've had these fibroids since 2004 or 2005. They cause me to urinate often. I don't have a lot of pain, though. I'm going to be honest. I do not have a lot of pain, but they're very unsightly. Very unsightly. If I gain 10 or 15 pounds, it looks like I'm carrying twins. My stomach it protrudes like I'm carrying twins. It's not a good thing. It's not. It's very unsightly, and I urinate often. But other than that, I'm doing all right, everyone. So thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Like I said, they've already told me at the office what I need to do. So that's where I'll probably be headed to within the next 3 to 4 months. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Once again, I just got through interviewing Dr. John Lipman, L-I-P-M-A-N. His facility is ATLII.com. His phone number is 770-953-2600. Once again, Dr. John Lipman's facility is located, let me scroll, it's Dr. John C. Lipman, M-D-F-S-I-R. Dr. John Lipman is the world's leading Unitarian fibroid specialist and UFE expert. It says also his credentials, he's had exemplary training at Georgetown, Harvard, and Yale. This has provided the perfect foundation for his vast experience, Unitarian embolization, or UFE. He has performed more UFE procedures than any other physician, and patients from around the globe have sought his experience. So he's been to Georgetown University, Harvard University, and Yale University. So that his facilities are Atlanta. The name of the facility is Atlanta Fibroid Center in Smyrna location. It is 3670 Highlands Parkway Southeast. The city is spelled S-M-Y-R-N-A, Georgia. The zip code is 30082. For this facility, the main number is 770-953-2600. That's the same number I said earlier. The second office is the Atlanta Fibroid Center, Macon, Georgia, 688 Walnut Street, Suite 201, Macon, Georgia, 31201. The number is 478-733-5635. Have a good day, everyone.